At 8:22, this is KERA News. I'm Sam Baker. As Hurricane Harvey hurtles towards the Texas coast, communities are bracing for impact. The storm's expected to make landfall near Corpus Christi later tonight or early tomorrow. Further north, areas like Houston and San Antonio are bracing for flooding. Chief Nim Kidd directs the Texas Office of Emergency Management.
Some of our models are predicting 20 to 30 inches of rain over a 2 to 3 day period. And there are very few places in Texas that can stand that kind of rain and have adequate runoff without causing major flooding.
North Texas is unlikely to see that. Rain's in the forecast, but the heaviest is expected for Central Texas. North Texas is preparing to receive evacuees and sending help to the coast. Fire crews and search and rescue teams from Dallas, Frisco, Fort Worth, and Flower Mound are among those assisting. The city of Dallas also has shelter plans for evacuees. Rocky Vaz with the Office of Emergency Management said his office learned a lot from Hurricane Katrina in 2005.
Katrina was the first time the city of Dallas ever did those large shelters, and we did not have a playbook at that time. We learned as we went.
Three recreation facilities will be used as shelters. The Hutchison Convention Center downtown could also be used as a shelter to hold as many as 5,000 people if needed. Navy personnel and aircraft in Corpus Christi and Kingsville are evacuating to the Naval Air Station Joint Reserve Base in Fort Worth. Cook Children's Medical Center in Fort Worth has taken in babies evacuated from Driscoll Children's Hospital in Corpus Christi. And Airbnb is also waiving service fees for those evacuating. A 3.1 magnitude earthquake was reported near Irving early this morning. U.S. Geological Survey says the epicenter was recorded near the old Texas Stadium site. People in Farmers Branch and Dallas reported feeling the quake. When people talk about tech accelerators and entrepreneurship, the images that usually come to mind are of sparkling Silicon Valley campuses or modern live-work lofts. Michelle Williams is dedicated to bringing that spirit to Southern Dallas. She's leading a branch of the Dallas Entrepreneur Center, opening soon as part of the reimagined Redbird Mall. Williams talked to KERA's Rick Holter for our Friday conversation.
What does an entrepreneur center do?
Our mission is to help entrepreneurs start, build, and grow their businesses.
And it's not just tech.
It's not just tech, no. We have businesses from all industries, and I think that that's a common misconception that entrepreneur centers or accelerators specifically focus on tech because that's what's sexy.
Right.
But we have all different types of entrepreneurs.
What does entrepreneurship look like in Southern Dallas?
Entrepreneurship does not look any different in Southern Dallas than it does in any other part of Dallas. Most studies show that urban communities, specifically low and moderate income communities, are more entrepreneurial because they have to be.
Right.
They have to find ways to supplement their income. They have to find ways to make ends meet. And so you see what we like to call side hustles, right? So you have your 9 to 5, and then afterwards, maybe you fix cars on the side or fix iPhone screens or bake cakes or, you know, a number of different things. I don't necessarily see the Entrepreneur Center as going in and being kind of the savior of, oh, let's create something that doesn't exist there. It's more, let's legitimize what we already see happening in the community and provide ways and outlets for people to grow, expand, get the knowledge that they need, get the resources that they need, maybe think about their business in a different way, maybe look at their skill sets and see how that's transferable into other ways of bringing income into their families and into their homes.
What's the biggest hurdle to getting this going?
Time and money, and then planning good programming. There has been some gaps in truly equitable programming around entrepreneurship. And so some of it is looking at best practices around the country and trying to implement it in ways that make sense. And then some of it has been looking specifically at what are the specific needs of the area that we're going into.
So what do you mean when you say equitable in that situation?
Equity is essentially looking at where disparities have been and being intentional about addressing them. And so equity is very different in a sense than equality. And I think that, you know, we get those two thoughts mixed up a lot. So, you know, equality is essentially saying they have Entrepreneur Center, we have an Entrepreneur Center.
Right.
Equity is saying these are the specific gaps that have been left in our city and opportunities that our community needs in order to take advantage of this opportunity. How can we be intentional about filling these gaps?
When the Redbird Entrepreneur Center opens, what will it look like?
The spatial concept that we've come up with is similar to what we currently have at the Dallas Entrepreneur Center downtown. We will have a stage and an event, you know, part of the space. We'll have offices for people to rent, co-working space, you know, some kind of loungy breakout space. We'll have a couple of conference rooms. The aesthetics and logistics of the space will be very, very similar. The layout will be a little different.
Now, you're under construction right now at Redbird Mall, or what used to be Redbird Mall, and then was Southwest Center Mall, now is Redbird again. Mm-hmm. Mayor Mike Grallings has put a lot of effort into bolstering business in the southern part of the city called Grow South. That's been a heavy lift so far.
Mm-hmm.
How do you change that equation?
The Entrepreneur Center at Redbird came because the community asked for it. It wasn't, you know, just a wild idea that somebody had and, you know, just said, oh, this looks like a good space to put a center. When you build something that is a direct response of the community, you then fulfill what the vision of Grow South is. So the vision of Grow South is to essentially stop ignoring the southern sector, if you will. In order to stop ignoring the southern sector, it does not come from us bringing our good ideas and plopping them into the southern sector.
Right.
It comes from actually exalting and listening to and empowering the people that know what they need in their communities and responding to that. And so I see this as a project that is doing just that.
Michelle Williams, who will be running the new Redbird Entrepreneur Center, thanks for taking the time.
Thank you for having me.
In the forecast, a 30% chance of rain, mostly cloudy too, with a high near 88, 77 degrees in Dallas and Fort Worth.